Again at Columbia University now for a 10th day. The university continues with negotiations. It's been only a day since the transitional presidential council was installed in Haiti, and the list of demands is rapidly growing. Haitians want security, food, jobs, and they want it now. Making Haiti safer is a priority. In New York City, the cross-examination of the former publisher of the National Enquirer, which began Thursday, will cap week two in the Trump criminal trial. The Dow ahead 219 points, the NASDAQ adding 351. This is SRN News.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
I like what I like and I do what I want.
If what you like is getting the highest payouts, getting the most free play, and finding more of your favorite games all on a spacious upscale gaming floor, then Wind Creek Atmore is your kind of fabulous. No matter what fabulous means to you, you'll find it here. Wind Creek Atmore. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-632-4055 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-632-4055. That's 800-632-4055. What do you have to lose? Call 800-632-4055. Again, 800-632-4055.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The last weekend of April will go down in the books as a really nice one here in central Alabama. Tonight, very mild, cloudy at times. Overnight low temperature down to about 65. Tomorrow and Sunday, a great weekend forecast. Lots of sunshine. There'll be some high clouds mixed in at times. Nice and warm, mid-80s here in central Alabama. 70s down on the coast, 60s at night, and still warm Monday with a high around 86. Good bit of sunshine with the risk of widely scattered storms arriving on Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At CB&S Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Paychecks are flat and home values are falling. It's hard to pay for gas. Deficits are exploding. We need to change direction.
Our economy is in turmoil.
This isn't just a string of bad luck.
We were told 4 years ago.
That's why we need change.
We were told 4 years ago.
Real change.
We were told 4 years ago.
That's why we need change.
We were told 4 years ago.
Real change.
We've heard a lot of talk about change this year. The real question is, change to what? Change is a president who puts you first. And that's what this election's all about.
Screw off.
We were told 4 years ago.
That's why we need change.
We were told 4 years ago.
Real change.
We were told 4 years ago.
That's why we need change.
We were told 4 years ago.
Real change.
Moment all across America. Here's what I believe we need to do. We can fast track a plan, create millions of jobs. A troubled economy isn't news.
We were told 4 years ago.
That's why we need change.
We were told 4 years ago.
Real change.
We were told 4 years ago.
That's why we need change.
We were told 4 years ago.
Real change.
How's that hope of change working out for you? Did it give you all that you wanted to? Did it lead you into the promised land?
No.
Well, next time you step inside.
Steer ourselves out of this crisis. We've met tough challenges before. We can stop spending billions once and for all and put millions of Americans to work.
We were told 4 years ago.
That's why we need change.
We were told 4 years ago.
Real change.
We were told 4 years ago.
That's why we need change.
We were told 4 years ago.
Real change.
Well, now let's set the record straight. Those who would trade our freedom for security have embarked on this downward course. We've raised our debt. We haven't balanced our budget. The assault on freedom carries on. The trouble with our liberal friends is not their ignorance. They know so much that isn't so. Each year, the need grows greater. The program grows greater. The more the plans fail, the more the planners plan.
How's that hope of change working out for you? Did it give you all that you wanted to? Did it lead you into the promised land? Well, next time you step inside of the voting booth, maybe you will.
Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast on East Lake County Group 1 FM, WACB, and complete today because Rosie Brock is back. Eddie Bader is here. Here's Joey Clark. Here.
And here they are.
Passing the newbie around in the studio. Jeb, we want the BM, the big moment. Jeb, wake up.
Please clap.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Pass the Dutchie, eh?
Is that what they call that?
Don't you remember that song back in the 80s? Pass the Dutchie to the... And they kept saying it was never about marijuana, and the whole time it was about marijuana.
If it wasn't on a radio station I was playing music on, I wouldn't know it.
I gotta think. It was pop. Yeah, it was a pop thing.
Yeah, it has good placement in The Wedding Singer.
Does. Yes, it does, Joey.
Well, I'm getting myself all wet.
Yes.
The Wedding Singer. Those great movies.
Yeah, we fool around. She does this little scarf thing. Like, that character in The Wedding Singer is great.
Great.
His brother-in-law.
Yes.
Very funny.
So she does a scarf thing? He saw a part of that.
He's trying to give the Adam Sandler main character some advice on, you know, how relationships last and you spice things up in the bedroom. And it's like... A very Italian brother-in-law, like, well, very she does, your sister, she does a little scarf thing, and, you know.
What can you do with a scarf in the bedroom that would make it more exciting? What's the deal with the scarf in the bedroom? I'm watching too many Seinfeld reruns.
There's an article out there about Seinfeld today that said that he was basically he's a horn dog. If you looked at his series, he dated like 78 women over 100 and something series. And you know, I thought of somebody, Greg. There's a lot of people out there in showbiz that date a lot of women.
Just because he and I have the same hair at the same age.
Oh, yours much better. No woman that he ever dated in that show ever got a gift.
That's true.
You are very, very up top shelf, baby.
That's true. In a way, it was like being a contest. You always got a consolation prize for me. Something to remember me by.
Do you know if any of those women still have those things? Because that would be incredibly interesting to know.
I haven't heard from anybody, and nobody complained, like, you know, that microwave you gave me 25 years ago, it doesn't work anymore.
No one's trying to file a warranty claim with you?
No. No.
So how are you, Rosie?
I'm good.
I'm good. It's good to have you back.
Really good to have you.
Thank you.
You're okay.
Yes. In fact, I have the perfect drop for a comment, a moment like this.
Good. In the middle of the
It's good to have Rosie back. So I have been on and off with the news today, not really paying a lot of attention, which is the best way to prepare for a news talk show.
Yep. If you want to keep your sanity.
Yep. Yeah, seriously. We should check the temperature in hell, because Bill Maher and I are agreeing on things more frequently.
Really?
Well, he's one of the, you know, the Democrats who has not lost their mind.
Right.
And has just mindlessly followed this deep end dive that they're all taking. You know, and we all know what it's about. It's about consolidating and permanent power and the rest. They don't even want to play the game anymore.
Right.
And they're not even attempting to conceal what they're doing. Although it is heartening, at times I saw some headlines today, slowing GDP, rising inflation. Yeah, like that's a surprise to any of us. But I think it was Jonathan Turley that said Trump's best lawyer has been Alvin Bragg. Stand back and let it fall. Turley says Alvin Bragg's case against Trump is collapsing. This is all, I mean, that even people that don't like Donald Trump should not like what's being done to him.
I agree.
And that frightens me because they don't realize that they're going to be next.
Well, there has been a few people that don't like Trump that came out against this, shockingly.
Well,
like,
Bill Barr.
Yeah.
Big disappointment that he was. You know, here's that staunch conservative AG that's going to do what Jeff Sessions failed to do. There's another all-time disappointment. And the constant onslaught, at least the judge in Florida with the documents thing is looks like that thing is going to be delayed till after the election.
Yeah.
And that prick that's the prosecutor, Smith. So unlikable. They're all unlikable. Alvin Bragg looks like a Macy's parade float that spends the rest of the year letting criminals out of jail and prosecuting people for high crimes and misdemeanors, like paying off a loan on time with interest. And
no crime there, but you're going to pay.
Yeah.
In fact, the supposed victim said, hey, we'd love to be victimized by you again if you wouldn't mind. We made some good money on that deal.
Yeah. It's just the insanity. Here's another headline. Trader Joe won't do his job. States are taking the border into their own hands, and they need to.
Have to.
In fact, over half the people in a poll I saw yesterday said they should be deported. So there's a coming around going on as the election draws closer, even though it's still, like I heard you mention it yesterday, Joey, that it's still a ways off, a lot between now and then.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see the Laura Logan piece about... Mm-mm. The plans for the summer?
No.
Anything from an attack on the grid to nonstop riots. Look what's going on in the campuses now.
Yeah.
In fact, next week, we're going to have a rabbi on to answer a question. At least some are withdrawing support, but why are Jewish donors supporting such virulently anti-Semitic
Good point.
Protesters.
Because I've seen some large donors kind of step up.
Yeah.
But not at all the amount that I thought.
No.
I mean, I think Robert Kraft was the latest one to step up.
Yeah.
But are you kidding me? How can you have anything to do with an organization that basically has just said, you have no right to be here?
Yeah.
We don't want you here.
And it's just so out in the open.
Yeah.
Well, and I've been saying for the last few days that if we manage our expectations, I think the truth is it's going to take a miracle for Trump to win because of everything they've been throwing at him, and they're not going to stop.
No.
So we shouldn't go in with like, oh, he's clearly going to win. Everybody sees what... No. I think it's going to take a miracle for him to win, and we should celebrate accordingly if that happens, but not get our hopes up too much here.
I've said this on the air before, and I'll say it again. I don't know that I have the stomach. If the miracle doesn't happen, and I'm sure they have plans for that, if the miracle does happen and he wins, and it's going to take a lot more votes than they can compensate for by cheating, then I'm sure that they'll burn the country down for the next month.
Yep.
They'll do whatever they have to do.
Let's ask this. If Trump does get elected, have you ever seen more of a lame duck president that you have to fear for the last few months that Biden will be in there?
No.
Because you know at that point, yeah, it's going to be burn it down.
Hamas officials now giving advice to student protesters. Great. But we've got the FBI real busy looking for anybody that might have been in Washington on January 6th, 2021. He's going to let the Trump tax cuts expire. Why aren't people
bragging about it?
Yeah. Well, that's great. I thought that was designed to help people in the lower income brackets. I guess I might have been wrong. And this headline here, young Democrats think swastikas are woke. Oof. This is creepy stuff, which is why I want to talk about inane things and silly stuff and at least get the weekend in.
I just sent you a local news story. It's a video to your AOL account, if you still have that.
That's
go back in time.
I do have Gmail. It's GregBudell927@gmail.com.
When did this happen?
I've had like five different Gmail addresses, but wow. I've never been able to make the switch.
Yeah. That nostalgia, I get it.
I understand that when you say AOL, people think you're a dinosaur, and I'm okay with it.
But it's apparently a story about some Utahans and their cat.
Is that the one that shipped their cat to Amazon?
Yep.
By accident?
Yep.
Really?
A local news report on it.
Yeah, we talked about that this morning because we...
You can ship a cat?
We had a cat in the studio this morning.
Bite me!
Yeah, Snarls was here. Snarls Barkley, that's one of many nicknames that I can say on the radio.
I want to call my cat now Snarls. Snarls Barkley, yeah. I love that.
Here is Soldier Boy to start the dialogue this afternoon.
Hey, Greg, I'm gonna go ahead and do some ballot harvesting for Mr. Trump. I already picked up a 12-pack of Chapstick, and I'm going to go to the old ladies' folks' homes and retirement homes, and I'm going to ballot harvest and give free kisses to all the ladies there.
Well, that ought to turn the election around.
I don't know about all that.
Right. Hey, did you hear about the interview with the FBI, the head FBI guy? He says, are you guys observing and watching or tracking any of the college sit-downs? And they said, oh, no. But you'll be out there with video cameras left and right and pocket cameras for January 6th.
Yeah.
And then why do we negotiate? We're negotiating with the fake terrorist out there on the park on the yard. Why are we even negotiating? Bring in the guard.
Good question. I don't know why they're negotiating it either.
How do you negotiate? Whose damn college is it?
Well, at one point they were saying that most of them don't even go to the school, so if that's the case and you have trespassers, why are you negotiating with trespassers?
You know what's interesting is they got all the same signs, same font, same print. Sounds highly organized. Mm-hmm.
They it's
got
a franchise.
The same tents. Same color tent, same tent makers. What did they order it from, the Oshkosh or someplace?
I know they're all very similar, like many of the ads.
And we talked about that with David Blackman yesterday. It's just like the bricks, the pallets of bricks that showed up for the George Floyd riots.
Out of the air.
Yep.
Just out of thin air.
I guess George Soros likes to buy in bulk.
Hey. And he also likes to buy bottled water that was frozen. Remember during the last one we had? They had bottled water so they could throw it at the police officers. It was frozen. Lord. Just mysteriously shows up on the corner of a street, dropped off by U-Hauls.
Yeah.
It's a coincidence. This is all rigged.
All right, Soldier Boy, thank you for the call. We're going to go back to the cat
Soldier
story
Boy.
Because I have the owners of the cat, Carrie Clark and her husband, explaining how this cat wound up being shipped to Amazon along with something they were returning.
We got the most amazing, insane news in the entire world. I just couldn't even believe that she was in California. I thought it was a prank. Like, I still hard to wrap my brain around. She was trapped in an Amazon package.
And it was in this really big sized Amazon package.
We had no idea. So Matt took the package to the drop off without knowing that our dear cat was inside.
Your husband ain't too bright, lady. I mean, it's a cat. How do you put anything in a box?
And it's when you pick that box up, you know that cat's moving.
Yeah, but the cats do like to jump in boxes.
Oh, they love it. No, my cat Geisha loved boxes.
Yeah.
She also likes shopping bags. And one of the funniest something spooked her one time, and she had her head in one of the shopping bags with a double handle.
Yeah.
And she bolted so fast that she tore the rest of the box open, but she had this cape, this bad cape flying behind her.
And it makes noise.
Yeah, it just makes it worse.
Yeah. And as long as we're here on this audio source, this is a baseball fan, an LSU baseball fan, who got conked by a 109-mile-an-hour home run ball to the head.
The forehead.
Yeah, and this guy, he had a glove.
I saw it.
This is like...
And I've been carrying this glove with me for years. Now's my time. I got one coming. Hole in the glove, man. What can I say? Being off my dome and got a nice little goose egg.
Does it hurt?
It don't feel good. It felt like every bit of a 109-mile-an-hour home run ball, yes.
Did we get the ball afterwards? Or?
No, it skipped over the fence. But Josh Pearson, man, he's such a great guy. He came to toss me their toss ball that they do in between innings. Probably Friday I'll go get Tommy White to sign it for me and maybe kiss my Bobo.
So he breaks the glove, and if I understand it right, the glove is so old, the ball went through it.
Yeah, I was
like, look at that guy.
It's Eric. It's if Eric the dog got hit by a baseball.
He is a
suspect. That's him.
So there's the video of the clunking.
Oh,
God. Man, right off the temple.
Oh, no.
Ow.
I've got to put this on Facebook.
He took it like a champ. Look at him, he's still smiling.
Oh, that's just fantastic.
3:23 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I'm happy that, and I hope you too, Eddie will be able to join me at Bomb Hours Wednesday.
Yes, of course. That's the plan.
I would like all the superstars to be in attendance.
I'll park the car for him. You just...
I'm starting my 20th year.
Okay.
But at my age, you should always celebrate early, just in case, right?
Who doesn't want to celebrate early anyway?
Yeah. So, and we're putting together some things. And Rosie, we're going to do a Ligger's cake.
Yes.
Awesome. Nice.
So, and I'll probably get really emotional and choke up.
You think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially when I see my son, I mean, Joey, you know. And
what if we take this opportunity to try to get Joey a date between now and then? Wouldn't it be great to see your son over there?
Yeah.
Not with the empty chair next to him.
But you can't be empty-handed. You should be carrying around a toaster oven or something.
At any time, Joey. Yeah. You could, yes.
Eddie, do you want to go dead to the party?
No, I really
would. Keep going down this road. Keep doing it.
I really would enjoy the wings.
It's good to see you after 3 days.
I missed you, buddy.
Yeah, I missed you, too.
All right, we're going to take a break here so I can talk about Montgomery Men's Health, which has been a game changer for thousands of men here in the River region.
Yep.
And, yeah, you know, it's really irrelevant to age. In fact, doctors now recommend an annual testosterone and PSA check for all men because no age prevents numbers from going askew. You know, and if you're experiencing symptoms like low energy, fatigue, it doesn't seem like you're getting results, or you don't even want to go to the gym anymore, you're going through the day in a fog, Montgomery Men's Health is a place that can turn that around because it's a medical condition. And here's the other thing. It's very, very common. But it's not the kind of thing that guys are going to call each other and say, hey, I've got fatigue, my libido has gone out the window, and I really don't want to do anything about it. And we know that's not the case. Some of the pills designed to help men with erectile dysfunction stop working. And it's gotten to the point where one study showed that men will make excuses for not coming to bed just to avoid failing at intimacy. Well, this is insane. because it's a very common medical condition that can be easily remedied with medical solutions. And you can get this information, this life-changing information, for just $99 at Montgomery Men's Health. They'll conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation for just $99. So you get the test, the result, and a plan for $99. Montgomery Men's Health has low T treatments that truly change lives, and men can experience higher energy, get back those gains in the gym, better mental clarity, better sleep, because a low T affects everything. Better metabolism, lose weight, and, of course, an increase in libido. And you can book the same day that you call. So I don't know why you wouldn't want to feel amazing if you had an opportunity like this to get there. 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go online to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. 326.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call FabInnovations.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com. Big news! The biggest and best compact track loader has come to Thompson Tractor in Montgomery. It's the next generation Cat Compact Track Loader. With more power and a larger cab, this machine will boost your productivity and your business. Right now, Thompson is offering special deals on existing compact track loaders to make way for the new machines. So come to their new Cat Compact Track Loader Demo Day on May 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 10120 Highway 80 East in Montgomery. Call 334-215-5000 for more details.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It is 3:27 on Happy Hour. I think sometime this afternoon we'll give away Eatin' Bowl for Two at Bama Lanes.
Oh, cool.
Maybe play a little kid or drunk adult. And today is always Crap Pile Friday because I go through all the stuff I accumulate over the course of the week and try and reduce this so that when next week comes, I won't be dragging around this giant pile of...
How many pounds a week do you shed from paper there?
You know, I wish I don't work for Dunder Mifflin, so I don't know much about the weight of paper.
I feel like you go through about a case a week in and out.
Probably. And I don't mean to be wasteful or anything like that.
But that's part of the business.
It is.
That's part of the business.
And it's loaded with, like, stuff that will not change your day or your life. One thing I do want to mention, and this is, again, a lot of our sources for material are based in California or places of a liberal bent.
Mm-hmm.
And here's a great example. Airlines will be required to refund passengers for canceled and delayed flights. And, of course, the hero, the Cape Crusader, is Pete Buttplug.
Yeah.
Boot, whatever.
Yeah, right.
And he announced that within 6 months, airlines will be required to comply with these new rules, which require cash refunds for cancellations and long delays as an expansion of passenger rights. Guess what? They will have to comply with all this stuff, but the price of tickets is going to go higher.
Again. Sure.
Do you think they're going to do this for free?
No.
Right.
You're an idiot. You're a moron. If you really think that, wow, that's great of Pete. It's just like corporate taxes. They don't pay them. We do.
Thank you.
It's just part of what we buy.
Yeah.
But they don't tell you that in this.
That's what drives me nuts, and especially with that, because airline industry is honestly a wreck as it is. Whenever the government gets involved, they just make it worse. So this right here, guaranteed, made it worse for every passenger.
There's no doubt about it, because that's what Democrats do best. They make things worse. They're gifted in that regard.
Yeah.
We have time for a chat with Papa B at 3:31.
What's up, Papa B?
Rosie.
Hey.
You feeling better?
Yeah.
Don't worry.
No, I'm good.
Awesome. Well, good, good, good. I'm glad to hear the cat made it too, because if he hadn't, I'd hate to have to think of what you might have had to go through.
Yeah.
it would have been an awful thing to think about. Anyway, so, yeah, this is one of my favorite subjects, you know, getting Joey fixed up. I've been saying for years, you know, we know that Eddie is well known as a younger man as in a ladies' man. And he could easily round up a Chisholmite woman.
He could get some practice in, that's for sure.
Well, I mean, now you live in Elmore County, so you could round up a Elmoron.
The best kind of woman for Joey would be a good woman from Titus that has maybe a little farm, because he needs a little bit of a tough woman.
Well, look, we got a women's prison up there, too.
Elga.
I mean, we could, yeah. Just, I mean, sure, there's a
with braided
woman
hair and
in their prison.
Calloused hands from milking cows.
Heck yeah. Yeah, honestly, I don't know if they have a day that they release prisoners on, like Fridays or something like that, but that would be a...
Yeah.
That would be an option. They all need a ride.
Yeah, plenty to select from, Joey.
Oh, I know he's cussing me right now.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
See you, Papa B.
Yeah, appreciate the call.
Hey, Greg, baseball story, which we don't ever get many of them. You're a Dodgers guy, right?
I'm not a Dodger fan, per se, but they're always an interesting team to follow.
Well, they have that Japanese player.
Ohtani?
Yeah. He just, and there's a video of it on Twitter. 105 mile an hour ball came off the bat right back at him, and he got it. He caught it.
Wow!
It's an amazing video. As a pitcher that played little league ball, I can't imagine that.
Yeah,
but yeah, 105 miles an hour off the bat.
You know, I had a coach, Frank Makowicz was his name, and this is in the 13, 14, 15 year old league. I played baseball all the way through high school, and I was good, but we had such crap Chicago Park District fields.
It was
like, you know, we're going to do infield practice today on the Ho Chi Minh Trail, so you can get used to those bad bounces. But he was giving me a ride home after a game once, and he explained, he was a brilliant guy, the physics of why a hard object coming in at a high rate of speed when hitting a bat reverses at a higher rate of speed. Mm-hmm. There's a physics premise for it, and it's true. The fastest pitch anybody's thrown in recent memory was 104 miles an hour.
That's what I thought.
And but a guy like Stanton or Judge, man, I mean, if they hit it square, if they square it up and hit it, it's coming back at 120.
Well, what's so crazy to me is the knuckleballers. And me too, victim of a knuckleballer. I'd see one, I'm like, dude, how can you not hit it?
Yeah.
Nothing but windmills, baby.
Yeah, it paralyzes you because it's making all these little motions and you're not sure where it's going to go, and it never goes where you think it's going to go.
Never.
Very hard hit, and you know what? That's what baseball's missing, because star pitchers are dropping like flies because their elbows are blown out.
They're going out before they get there.
This clown, Blake Snell, he won the Cy Young Award in the National League last year. He held out for a $200 or $300 million contract, which he thought he deserved.
Of course.
He didn't get it. He got like 2 for $60 from San Francisco, but he's already out on the injured list. He hasn't pitched well at all. And I think you're going to see teams very reluctant to give the huge contracts, because all they do is throw hard.
It's going to say there's no guarantees, and you know as well as I do, you keep throwing hard, your arm's going to go out. It's going to go out.
Pitching's an art. It's about command and placement and putting the ball in a place where you know the hitter's got a weak spot, and not just blowing it past him every single pitch. And kids are... My daughter...
You're working the count.
Dated a guy who played for FAU. He was a pitcher. And so I took him out to dinner to meet the kid.
Yeah.
Nice young man. But he already had a Tommy John surgery. Yeah. and they had it done on a preventive basis.
That's what I've heard about the preventative Tommy John surgery.
That is not the same thing as these transgender mutilations, but gee whiz, when you know, you're sending your kid in for an elbow rebuild with a ligament before the injury even occurs.
You're that confident that it's going to happen.
And the human arm is just not designed, unless you're Nolan Ryan, who was a rare exception. Yeah. He was amazing.
Really was.
I went to see him. Whoa, my favorite team, the White Sox, Kaminsky Park. Ooh. Whoa, never bothered to learn how to pronounce the name. White Sox fan. God, now I got two stories to tell.
All right.
The All-Star game in 2009 was played in St. Louis.
Okay.
And El Presidente was asked to throw out the first pitch. So he goes out there with his White Sox.
His hero. Mom jeans on.
And I'm telling you, he would have won the run, pitch, and hit like a girl competition. It was the most limp-wristed, unathletic first pitch I have ever seen. And he got booed by the crowd when he came out. And, of course, the announcers ignored that. You know, the... What's the other one with him? The other baseball story. Oh, at Comiskey Park, the original Comiskey Park, which was a much better ballpark than the brand new one they built. The new one is
really
a piece of cement crap. And now the White Sox want another ballpark built by the city.
Is this the one they're asking for, the Lakeshore or Lakeside?
South
something?
Downtown.
Yeah.
Why? Because the mayor of that decaying city... Mm-hmm. Does nothing about crime, and it was never really good about, you know, in that area of Chicago, and now it's far worse. So a lot of fans just won't even go.
They just had another cop killing there this week. That just
that new mayor is. I mean, if you thought Lori Lightfoot,
right,
he's making her look like Winston Churchill for crying out loud.
True.
But anyway, I went there one summer. Nolan Ryan was pitching for the Angels. My dad, who worked for the city and had connections, got us front row seats right near third base. And the park wasn't that crowded. You could hear the hiss on Nolan Ryan's pitches. You could hear the hiss as it was coming in. And I've never heard a louder pop in a catcher's mitt than when he was thrown that night. Hear it all over the park. And he's got a no-hitter going into the ninth inning, but the Angels suck. They couldn't score any runs. I wanted to see a no-hitter. I'm a baseball fan. Yeah. I wanted to see this historic thing.
You were close to it, too.
And I think it was Richie Allen. Somebody at the White Sox dribbles one down the third baseline. The third baseman didn't play it well. Could have gotten him, but didn't. And they scored it as a hit. And all the fans are, oh, great. I'm looking like, I want to see a no-hitter here. What's wrong with you?
Not a one-hitter. No-hitter.
The White Sox can come back and win tomorrow night. And typical White Sox of that time, I think somebody stole a base or there was a fielder's choice. They got just that one hit, that cheap crap hit, and they won the game 1-0. And Nolan Ryan, he lost a lot of games that way because he played for teams that had no offense.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the greatest of all time.
Oh, no doubt.
And he pitched until he was 46 years
That's
old. Seven
no-hitters. Can't believe.
And he had so many close calls like the one that I saw. But that was really impressive to me, that pop.
Now, do you see players like him still coming up through the league?
No. No, I don't know what they're doing.
I see lots of fluff.
I don't know what they're doing, man. They, you know, they have all these analytics and all these ways to complicate the game. And they're not teaching these guys how to last longer on the mound. They take them out. They put in somebody else.
Well, I think that's how they look at it, though. Everybody's expendable. Greg, I'm going to pay you until you're just a tool at this point. Until you can't perform anymore, then I'm done with you, and I'm bringing in the next one.
Oh, so many of these gigantic contracts have been disasters for teams.
But how many of these contracts get paid out to the end? Do many of them?
All of them.
Is that right?
They're all guaranteed.
In baseball, they're all guaranteed. Oh, my God.
Yeah. There's a player named Bobby Bonilla, July 1st.
Bobby Bonilla!
He had, they released him, he had some money left in his contract, so the Mets stupidly agreed to give him $1 million every July 1st for like 20 years.
Is this a promotional thing?
No, it was just, and now July 1st in New York is called Bobby Bonilla Day because they know he's going to get that big seven-figure check. Yeah.
Dude.
And he wasn't worth it. Most of them aren't. What sports needs is to gauge the player's ability to put fannies in the seats.
Just bring it down to honestly what it is.
You know, that was always part of the decision-making about going to a game. Who's in town? Mm-hmm. Who do we have a chance to see? I remember going to see Sandy Koufax when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
He was the next best thing to Nolan Ryan when it came to just, wow, that somebody could, a human being could throw a baseball that fast. And sometimes, you know, when the Yankees came to town, that was like a big, and if you beat the Yankees, even one game, it was like winning the World Series.
The beat mighty the Yankees. Yeah.
With Mantle and Maris and all that stuff, yeah. Great memories from the summer. Well, have we talked about anything of substance so far?
No, but I feel pretty good about it.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Greg, do you remember Kirk Gibson's 1988 home run?
Well, I was watching that with Janet Costin in...
look at here!
At the Laughing Horse Inn in Tennessee, just outside the Smoky Mountains. I remember it.
Wow!
I don't remember much of the rest of the game prior to that home run. We were just having a cigarette at that point.
I see.
My brother and I were talking last night, and he, when we got off the phone, he sent me that clip. Because we were talking about, you know, people in impossible situations and mm-hmm. There's no way this is going
to
happen.
He literally limped to the plate. It was the only at-bat he had in the whole series. But he timed the pitch perfectly and put it in the seats. And
that's crazy.
Against the mighty Oakland A's.
Yeah.
It didn't win. It was just game one.
Yeah.
But the Dodgers upset the A's that year. They had Mark McGwire and Jose Canseco and, you know, a lot of big stars. The Dodgers were a collection of misfits and nobodies, but they knew how to win.
You know how to play ball.
Yeah.
And they were talking the whole time. Of course, I love Vin Scully, and I was a Dodgers fan. About how bad he had had it that season, and he wasn't even the starting lineup.
Yeah. No, he was a pinch hitter. It was his only at bat in that series.
And it was the ninth inning, and it was the last out, and they brought him up, and everybody was like,
I bet, like Greg said, he's limping to get to the plate. You got to be thinking, what are you doing here?
Well, listen to it here. Okay.
Have you got it?
With Jack Buck on the. Yeah, this is. There's
a give in there, and Jack, the guy you're talking about, coming out. Hey, look at the way he's limping. Gannon Davis gets back. He's there with a tying run, two out, bottom of the ninth. A's leading 4-3 on the Canseco Grand Slam, which occurred in the second inning. No balls, two strikes to count to Gibson. He might have trouble stopping his swing on a bad delivery. Eckersley gets the sign again. Comes from the belt, throws to first again, and the runner returns. That's Mike Davis. This Dodger crowd on their feet, ready to head for the exits one way or the other. So he's a pretty good clutch hitter. Gibson struggles back to the plate. The count stays 0-2. New supply of baseballs for the plate umpire, Doug Harvey. For this
game
team to end the game.
Goodness.
One ball, two strikes to count.
This should be it.
Gibson heaves a deep side, digs back in, gets back in and waits. One ball, two strikes. Here comes another. The runner going, swinging a foul out of play, off to the left. Boy, what a tough cookie this Gibson is. Former football player, Michigan State, defensive back, drafted by the Cardinal football team. Is Hassie the best or
Hassie,
not?
Hassie, no. Hassie, he can get the ball down. He's not the best of catchers. He does an excellent job.
2-2 to count to Gibson. Nine run at first, two out. Throw to first. The runner gets back. The A's are leading 4-3, bottom of the ninth. 55,000 plus for the first game of this 88 series. Gibson will get back in with a 2-2 count, and sooner or later, Eckersley's going to have to come to him again. He had a two-strike count. Now it's 2-2. The right-hander is ready. Here it comes. The runner going. It's outside. No throw. Stolen base. Tying run at second. Two out and 3-2 on Gibson.
Pitch was away and an easy stolen base for Davis.
And now an easier opportunity to
tie this game if Gibson can solve the Dennis Eckersley, who saved 45 games for the A's this year. He's trying to save it for Dave Stewart. Mike Davis at second base with two out. 3-2 to Gibson. A base hit would tie it. A home run would win it for the Dodgers. If Gibson gets on, Sachs comes up. From the stretch, time call by Gibson.
Stop with the time call.
Gibson swings and a fly ball to deep right field. This is going to be a home run. Unbelievable. A home run for Gibson. And the Dodgers have won the game 5-4. I don't believe what I just saw. I don't believe what I just saw. Is this really happening, Bill?
It is happening, and they've got to help him home. The third base coach, Joe Malfitano, had to give him a little push.
I mean, they almost had to send a wheelchair out to get him around the bases.
But that ball, watching
that
pitch,
something?
That ball is just right in the sweet spot.
And that's what a great baseball announcer does. They set the stage for the moment, and then they let the crowd tell the story. But that was pretty
impressive. How much longer did he play ball? Because
he was around for a while. Then he was a manager for a while. He's got some kind of debilitating sickness now. Not sure exactly what it is, but here's a guy in his prime. He was a football player for Michigan.
Yes.
Great baseball player and most valuable player that year, 1988, for the Dodgers.
Just watching him swing and a miss, I mean, that knocked him out of that batter's box. Just the weight of that swing.
Remember a player named Dave Parker?
Yeah.
I got to play golf with him. And I said, Dave, I just need to tell you that when you played for the Pirates, I wasn't very fond of you because you always came into Wrigley Field and killed us.
Yeah.
And I still haven't quite gotten over that, but we'll have a good time. And he laughed. A super guy, he too, dealing with a very debilitating illness. Yeah, it's sad to see these guys. Mm-hmm. And it's very common with football players because of CTE and the concussion issues and stuff like that.
That's true.
We are almost ready for tomorrow. I have killed so much time this first hour, but I hope
it's good.
Those of you listening enjoyed the escape. And I've got a lame-ass story to tell you.
Excellent.
About Kubitsky Park when we come back in just a minute. Traffic just ahead, our first look at the roads. And a reminder that Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire would like to be the place that partners up with you in the ongoing maintenance of your car. I had mine checked out. I've got a trip to New Orleans scheduled for tomorrow, and I'm confident that I'll be able to get there and back. A, on a tank of gas because my car runs so fuel efficiently, thanks to the regular maintenance from Don. And when I need tires, I've got that little thing they install inside your car so I know exactly when it needs, the next oil change, the next brake inspection. They take great care of you, and they accommodate you. They take away your excuses. So if you got a busy day, they'll make room for you at Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire. Locations on Highway 14 in Millbrook, high atop Mount Duncan, right next to the ski lift there. Downtown at 408 Madison and Bell Road, just north of Vaughan, for Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire. All right, I'm going to have to do some fancy footwork here.
Oh.
Because we're a little bit late at 349. Our number's 272-9228. How are we doing so far this afternoon, Skipper?
Well, it has been a quiet afternoon. Traffic is a bit busy around Montgomery, mostly at the major intersections around the boulevards, I-65 and 85. Pretty busy through downtown Montgomery. And no major problems anywhere in Hope Hall, Mobile Highway, Highway 31. This is going to be right in Hope Hall at Fulmer Parkway. We've got an accident there. Watch out for emergency vehicles responding and keep it here for updates. Haynes Ambulance is there for you both on the ground or in the air. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes is ready at a moment's notice. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. A Montgomery man was charged with 19 sex crimes after Ozark police spotted him in a car with a 12-year-old girl. Osvaldo Hernandez was parked at a closed business with the girl about 3:30 a.m. Wednesday morning. Hernandez confessed to the crimes that included rape and production of pornography. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey on Thursday set the execution date for Keith Edmund Garvin. Garvin will be executed by lethal injection on July 19th. Garvin, now 63 years old, was convicted 25 years ago for the fatal shooting of a delivery driver who had stopped at an ATM. U.S. News & World Report released its best U.S. high schools list this week. Both Alabama's highest and lowest ranking schools are in Montgomery. Loveless Magnet School placed number one in the state, while all of MPS traditional high schools are among those tied for last. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Been injured in a car wreck and no fault of your own? Who are you going to call? Call me, Johnny Adams.
Call Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Presentation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The last weekend of April will go down in the books as a really nice one here in central Alabama. Tonight, very mild, cloudy at times. Overnight low temperature down to about 65. Tomorrow and Sunday, a great weekend forecast. Lots of sunshine. There'll be some high clouds mixed in at times. Nice and warm, mid-80s here in central Alabama. 70s down on the coast. 60s at night. And still warm Monday with a high around 86. Good bit of sunshine with the risk of widely scattered storms arriving on Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
It's April 26th, the greatest day ever. On the 26th of April, 1941, the Chicago Cubs became the first Major League Baseball team to feature the sound of an organ at the ballpark. Here is actual audio from that historic day.
Ladies and gentlemen, y'all ready for this?
Have a great April 26th, the greatest day ever.
Come see how you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Drive the new 2024 Lexus ES350, now only $353 a month. Or choose the new 2023 Lexus RZ450E for only $399 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number RU17774, $4,995 due at sign. VIN number PA00314, $3,700 due at sign. 36 months, 10K mile lease, with approved credit, plus tax, tag, title, duck fee.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-306-8158 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-306-8158. That's 800-306-8158. What do you have to lose? Call 800-306-8158. Again, 800-306-8158.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Today's show is brought to you by National Hairball Awareness Day. Cats, interrupting your good night's sleep by hacking up a collection of dead hair and digestive juices since the dawn of time. Ask your insomnia if hairballs are right for you.
Here's in a million years of evolution, you'll never guess who's on the phone. In fact, I thought she had abandoned us.
Jay Quellen.
Yeah.
Where's Jay Quellen at?
right here. Hi.
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 Hello. What are you guys doing?
Waiting on you to show up?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm in Georgia.
Georgia?
You are.
I'm in St. Simon's, Jekyll Island,
yes,
Georgia.
Jekyll Island.
Oh my gosh, I've always wanted to go there.
Beautiful there.
It is stunning. We've never been. Jared and I are here. It's the first time away from the babies.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, my best friend from college, my roommate in college, is getting married. And so we're here for the wedding festivities.
Uh-huh.
Yay.
That's why I've been crazy all week, Greg, because I've been, like, getting ready for this and work and everything else.
Well, I don't know. We just don't talk like we used to, Jacqueline.
Yeah. I know, because you just don't call me anymore, Gregory.
Oh, she's flipping this right back on you. Hmm.
Yeah, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling
Phone
it.
Works both ways.
Yeah, it sure does.
Both ways, friend.
Hey, Jay Colin, I've got a question for you while you're there, because you are a very inquisitive person. I've always been told that the mob of Georgia runs Jekyll Island. So why are you there? Check that out, would you?
So Jared and I did a walkabout earlier. We mm-hmm. got here about 3 o'clock. And it's like a bunch of, okay, so it's like an old hotel, mm-hmm. which is really cool. And then they have all these little cottages that used to be owned by, like, the Goodyear family. And who else, Ben? J.P. Morgan yep. and, like, all them. So we're staying in one of the cottages, but we walked around and it was very cool to see, like, all of the history that's in all of these buildings. It's really neat, but I'll find out, Eddie.
Cool. Thank you.
Have you ever read any of Eugenia Price's books?
I don't think so, no.
She has historical fiction books on St. Simon's Island, and they're wonderful.
Cool.
Well, Rosie, there is a needlepoint store called The Stitchery that I'm going to go to.
The Stitchery.
I'm not sure that's a treasure.
And Jared and I are going to play 9 holes tomorow morning.
Oh, that'll be nice.
That'll be fun. Fun for Jared there.
We bought our club.
A lot better than
we
The Stitchery. Club,
and then Jared said we could go to The Stitchery, and I am pumped. Super pumped about it. So,
yay.
But yeah, I just wanted to call and say, hey, guys.
Hey.
Well, it's good to hear from you.
Yeah.
And we will see you at the Baumhauer's this coming Wednesday, right?
On the 1st. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I will be there.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, you guys have a great time.
Tell Jared
Thanks, guys.
We love
have
him.
A wonderful weekend.
You too, Jay
Jared,
Colin.
They love you.
Oh, I love Jared.
He gave a hands up. All right. Bye, guys.
Oh, I wish I thought to give him a dad joke.
Oh.
He wouldn't hurt it anyway.
Yeah.
I wanted to take a moment. First of all, I want to thank Pam Dubuque. She is the owner of AMS Studios in Prattville, and she has helped us out this week in Rosie's absence. And they've got an event coming up, a spring fling mixer.
Oh.
And this is going to be Thursday. You could have a really social week next week. We got my thing at Baumhauer's on Wednesday. And then from 5 to 7, this will be at AMS Studios in Prattville, just outside the old downtown Prattville area at 119 East Main. And let's get some of the details on this. They are, quote, pulling the full Monty of spa specials. You and all your friends are invited to the Spring Fling Mixer. Sounds social to me.
It does.
They have so many amazing things at AMS. Things that are just in the form of pure pampering. They're incredible masseuse. Things that can help you look better, achieve weight loss goals, reshaping your body. And she says they'll get more details. Just mark it on your calendar. 5 to 7, coming up Thursday the 2nd at AMS Studios. Permanent jewelry with Tory Trucks. They're going to have giveaways, package discounts, free sessions with package purchases, free upgrades with purchases, skin and body consultations, Forma demonstrations, and laser hair removal demonstrations. They've got a new technology that's the best in terms of being pain-free. And they'll have drinks and small plate yummies. That's a direct quote. And you have to be present to win the giveaways. The package and upgrade specials will be valid all week. And again, that's Thursday the 2nd at AMS Studios in Prattville.